Hi, this is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is an interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ITThinkThisIsGreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Windows backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Inc. proudly present No Points, No Mix, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 246 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your king, baby, Kevin Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. Well, we seem to be opening back up here in Boston. I have no idea how the hell that's going to go, but, you know, I have faith in my governor. I like Charlie Baker. He's got a good head on his shoulders, so he'll know to step back if we have to. Still, to all of my listeners who are currently dealing with these reopenings over the whole COVID-19 crisis, please, I urge you, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay aware. Also, it already feels like summer here in Boston. You can't hear it right now, but I've got the AC turned on. It's that much of a scorcher. I wasn't even able to experience spring because of this damn virus. Ah! All right, enough griping. On today's episode, I share my thoughts on the new film Scoob, the anime listeners tries to pay tribute to some of rock's greatest performers, and Adam Sandler, of all people, turns in one hell of a performance on a film that I personally think got snubbed at the Oscars big time, no joke. But first of all, as always, something for my Japanese listener base. Nihon no minasan, mo ichido nihongo yoyaku no mohitotsu no edition ga yatte kimashita. まず、 anime no taiban City Hunter ga Crunchyroll ni hitto shimashita. 30 nen ijo tachimasu ga, sore demo jidai o choetsu shite iru you ni kanjimasu. Suburashii action to ikutsuka no kimyou na yumoa wa zettai ni hikken desu. Anata ga mottomeru koto ga dekiru subete no mokuri o chekku shite kudasai. 第2に Boston de aisareta iru uroko kurobo ga heiten shimasu. Great Scott wa Cage the Elephant no yona American no banda kara Osaka no Shonen Knife made sekaiju kara oku no idai na geijutsu ka ni performance no ba o tekkyo shite ikimashita. Kono chisana kurobo wa America de saiko no kurobo no hitotsu to minasan rete kiten no de sono hissa wa Boston indie rock scene no tsuyomi ni mondai o nagekakimasu. Saigo ni nami yo 聞いてくれアニメの無料一気にラジオ放送を持ち込みました。しかし同性愛者に対する主人公の感情は一種の不愉快な感じがします。それにもかかわらず依然として非常に面白いアニメですから、見た方が良いでしょう。
Folks, that one actually kind of hurt my throat while saying that. Sorry, すみません。 Anyways, my thanks again to my teacher Mikio Hattori-sensei. Remember, if you'd like to know more information on the Cultural Exchange Initiative, please be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. And now, with all of that out of the way, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. We're going to start things off with a band called The Tuesday. I have no idea if they're still together. I was checking their website and it hadn't been updated since 2017, but nonetheless, they sound wicked cool, and I hope they resume the group in the future. From their 2012 self-titled album, here are The Tuesday with Swingin'.
Oh, you know I need you.
Me.
last year's excellent Metal Galaxy album. That was Baby Metal with Starlight. As the social distancing continues onward, the band has been releasing footage of all of their concerts for all to watch in preparation for their impending return to the stage. You know, folks, sometimes I tend to worry when 2D cartoons go the 3D animation route. Sometimes it works, like with the Peanuts movie and Rocky and Bullwinkle. Other times it just doesn't fit, like with the upcoming SpongeBob movie. I don't know why, it just kind of turns me off in some way. So I was very hesitant about the classic cartoon Scooby-Doo going this route with Warner Brothers' latest film, Scoob. Does the charms of 2D animation adapt well in a 3D environment? Well, surprisingly, the answer is yes. So one of the first things you should know about Scoob is that despite its trailers, it's not at all an origin story. You do see Shaggy, Scooby, Daphne, Velma, and Fred as kids and how they meet, but what you see in the trailers makes up legit the first 12 minutes of the movie. Soon, you will see everyone in their later teens about to open up a legit Mystery Inc. business and diving into more mysteries. But this time, it's Dick Dastardly who's causing chaos with the heroic Blue Falcon on his tail. And it's Shaggy and Scooby who head in to aid the hero and stop Dastardly. The film isn't just about the Mystery Inc. gang, as you can probably already guess. Scoob instead is a stepping stone towards what could be a Hanna-Barbera cinematic universe. And before you all bitch about that, about everything becoming a cinematic universe, Hanna-Barbera has been doing crossovers with every one of their characters since the 70s. But we'll get to that. What I really like about Scoob is that it never loses its 2D roots, with the rubbery movement being very reminiscent of what Genndy Tartakovsky did with the Hotel Transylvania trilogy. But the real treat of the movie is the humor. It's very self-aware of what it is and where it originated from, with jabs at how certain characters act like they were created by old people who think they know how teens act. Not surprisingly, it's Dick Dastardly that steals the show both when it comes to the humor and the character development, as his reasons for doing the evil he's committing being kind of understandable. Still, he's a wonderful jerk about it all. Most of the voice cast does very well with the characters, from Oscar Isaac as Dick Dastardly and Mark Wahlberg as Blue Falcon. Ken Jeong, surprisingly, is masterful as Dynamite, with Tracy Morgan coming in as a character that I can't spoil here, but it was really, really well done. However, I do have one minor complaint regarding the voice of Shaggy, Will Forte. He's not bad, he is a great comic actor, but it lacks the raspiness that made both Casey Kasem and Matthew Lillard's version so recognizable. Here, he comes off more like a dork than a hippie, to be blunt. But with all that being said, Scoob is a delightful film, one that I seriously hope expands into more Hanna-Barbera properties. So long as they are not like the Yogi Bear film or the Tom and Jerry movie from the 90s, that is. If all of this could lead up to a Wacky Races movie, shit, I'll be 100% on board with that. I'd also love to see them sprinkle in some of the Adult Swim incarnations into the mix. Can you imagine having Mystery Inc. being a guest on Space Ghost, or having them hire Harvey Birdman to represent them in a lawsuit? That would be a delight. But until then, go see Scoob. It's a lot better than I thought it would be, and everyone who's been a fan of Scooby-Doo for many years will find it enjoyable immensely. Right then, back to the playlist. From the rural realm of Raleigh, North Carolina, comes a band called Lazarus Pith, an exciting up-and-comer with a badass classic rock motif. They just released their debut album, Conifers. Great album, by the way. I've been listening to this album for the past few days. It is excellent. And from that record is Cloud Sculpting.
Oh, pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
One of my faves, that was Satellite Young with New World Banzai, their most recent single. Be sure to also check out their Japanese cover of the classic Aha hit, Take On Me. It's a pretty damn good adaptation. Well, while her US tour has been postponed, the Vocaloid Hatsune Miku has been keeping herself busy premiering on the Nintendo Switch with the new game, Project Diva Megamix. Here's one of the new songs that is showcased in the game, composed by Nayutan Hoshibito. This is Alien Alien.
It's the Mike Rogers Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan. Year-end special. And I'll be with my good friend, Evan Borgald. And you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese... And you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show. Yes! Tune in! We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
Jennifer Castle and Dinosaur Jr.'s J. Mascus. That was Fucked Up with Came Down Wrong from their 2018 magnum opus, Dose Your Dreams. Fucked Up have released a new mixtape that's hinting at the next Zodiac EP, as well as a live album entitled Rivoli that was recorded at the Rivoli Club in their homestead of Toronto, Canada. A new anime premiered this season that should be appealing to me in many ways, from its usage of mech to the homages to some of music's greats. Created by Kagero Days author Jin and Yerika 7's head writer Daisato, the series Listeners follows a mechanic named Echo and the mysterious girl Mew, who is a robot-controlling bombshell known as a player. After a hero named Jimmy Stonefree vanishes 10 years before, Echo and Mew seek out where he could have gone, but other players get in their way, as well as a mysterious foe known as the Earless. On the surface, listeners is a very cool concept. Having rock and roll be the means of piloting robots brings to mind one of my all-time favorite Cartoon Network classics, Magus XLR. And for the first couple of episodes, it does a great job with setting up this world. Even the backstories it crafts about Nier, Roz, and Stonefree are filled with some clever nods. But there's a big problem with listeners. Its treatment of its protagonists. As much as I love the performances of Asumi Murase and Rie Takahashi as their respective characters Echo and Mew, they have had nearly zero character development throughout its current 9 episodes. There's more mystery told than revealed about the two, to the point where one has to wonder if they're just in the show to be the audience's perspective. Whatever the reason is, it's kind of lazy in the writing department. The other thing that kind of irks me about listeners is its homages to the rock and roll greats. Most of the time, they come off as somewhat half-assed, specifically with the nods to Nirvana and the Sex Pistols. But the biggest fuck you goes to their failed attempt at paying tribute to Pink Floyd. Considering how visual of a band they were, it's shocking to see just how little effort listeners put into that episode. Yeah, there were flying pigs in the beds from a momentary lapse of reason, and even talks of building a wall, but that's legit the bare minimum that they could do to pay tribute to Roger, David, Nick, Richard, and even Sid. However, I will say that the Prince episode was pitch perfect, even with Wendy and Lisa getting some sort of tribute. Hell, even the Spike Lee joint Girl 6, the movie that Prince did the soundtrack to, got a huge nod. That's the kind of homework I expected from the Pink Floyd episode. But for the most part, the homages here and listeners have been subpar as a whole. One can only hope that listeners could pick themselves up and create a standout ending. But I'm not really holding my breath. Honestly, this is one of the weakest shows I've seen MAPPA produce, and I'm even including their terrible adaptation of To the Abandoned Secret Beasts in that mix. But you can be the judge yourself and check out listeners on Funimation now, where it's also getting the simul-dub treatment. It has some good ideas, but as of right now, they're not executed as well as they should be. Let's go back to some music, something wild and crazy that listeners should be like. This is a wild band that calls themselves Texaco Leatherman. From their 2003 album Duke, this is Jason Bill.
Bow!
last year's Fragment album, that was Air Aoi with Rasen Sekai. Despite her tour being postponed, Air Aoi has been keeping herself busy on YouTube with various covers of songs by King New and Zard. She'll also be contributing the theme song to the new season of Sword Art Online when that premieres later this year. Wolfhounds are back as they are releasing a new album this July called Electric Music. Here's a sneak peek of what's to come. It's Can't See the Light.
Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube Phil's Recap and Review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Darling, off of their compilation album Okoshiyasu Otobuki Beaver. The band was due to tour this spring, but you know what happened. They actually wound up quitting their office jobs to tour full time, so a bit of a bummer there. So please support them by purchasing their Fuck Office Work t-shirt. It's a very creative visual right there, by the way. If there's one thing I take away from the movie Uncut Gems, it's this. Don't participate in any kind of sports betting, because shit will go down the gutter faster than you can blink an eye. A lot of people turn their heads at Adam Sandler in this film, as it is one of the most uncharacteristic roles anyone has seen him in, and that includes Punch Drunk Love, which still is one of the most fucked up movies I've ever seen. Uncut Gems has Sandler playing Howard Ratner, a jeweler who has the habit of gambling away other people's money. As you can imagine, a lot of not really nice people want his head and do what they can to shake him down for every cent that he owes. But when a massive jewel lands in his possession, things may turn financially better for him, especially when Celtics player Kevin Garnett takes an interest in it. However, Ratner has a habit of running his mouth and bank account in ways that he won't ever be able to dig himself out of. Unlike most of Adam Sandler's recent films, the character of Howard is made to be an unlikable character. Even when he reaches the bottom, a big part of you wants to see him stay there and wallow. He's arrogant, a sleazeball, and someone who you'd want to put a restraining order on just by looking at his face. But there is a level of charisma to Howard that I've never seen Sandler pull out of any character. You want to hate him, and he deserves that hate, but he makes you want to see and how he pulls himself out of every single mess he makes. The way Uncut Gems is presented is through a wall of sound. Howard's life is a noisy one, from late night parties and people loudly talking over one another to debt collectors screaming threats and performing some bodily harm on him. It's sometimes uncomfortable to hear, but it works well with creating the tension and stress that Howard is dealing with. Yeah, he brought it upon himself, but he's dragging all of us along for the ride, whether we like it or not. And it will give you a love-hate feeling as you watch it. After viewing Uncut Gems, it's very easy to see why so many people thought it was shunned at the Oscars. While I will say that Parasite was the better movie and deserved all that it got, Uncut Gems should have gotten some sort of recognition. It would have easily been a tight race between Joaquin Phoenix and Adam Sandler for Best Actor if the latter even got a nomination. And perhaps Sandler could have swooped in for a surprise win. But it was not meant to be, and it is a damn shame because this is certainly the best performance I've ever seen out of him. You know, not to say that I don't enjoy goofy Sandler. Movies like Happy Gilmore, That's My Boy, and Mr. Deeds are movies that I still treasure. I just would like to see Sandler go to the Bill Murray route more often and do some movies that would surprise other people. And Uncut Gems is a good step towards that pathway to serious acting. Here's hoping he'll pull out some more surprises in the future and steer a little bit out of the way from making Grown Ups 3. Here's a track from the biker punk band Love Enders from their 2018 album, Explosion! This is On Your Radio.
Yeah. Do you remember the old school video games you grew up with? Curious about gaming history that's all but forgotten? Do you just like the sound of my voice? Hey, David here, and I host and produce the show ArtCast, which is short for Another Retro Gaming Podcast. Come join me every week for fun discussions with a variety of guests and friends within the gaming industry discussing the retro titles we all love. We also tackle retro gaming related news, play the game show Random Select, and do game giveaways. So give us a listen at retrozap.com/ArtCast or on any major podcast platform like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and more. Thanks for listening and keep it retro.
Surprise release from the legendary LA punk band X. That was Strange Life from their new album Alphabet Land, their first new album with the original lineup in 35 years, and hot damn, is it ever a great record. Goes to show you that punk rock never ages. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-Pop, Video Games, and Anime Amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bass Brigade and Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Lazarus Pit and Wolfhounds, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR. And a very special thank you to Felixity for her recent contribution to Shameless Tuesdays. Pick up her album, Lovesick. It's a record I'm probably going to be talking about by the end of the year. And a big, big thank you to Mike Rogers for the tracks from Love Enders, Texaco Leatherman, and The Tuesday. It's bands like those that made me want to dive into the Japanese music scene in the first place, so good on you for sending these bands to me. On the next episode of Wicked Anime, Wicked Fangirl Victoria returns. We talk about Animal Crossing, She-Ra, Conan Exiles, and Larry Kenny selling out. We also talk about anime too, I think. Actually, come to think of it, Well, tune in this Thursday on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcasts on to find out if we actually do talk about anime on a new episode of Wicked Anime. And usually security guy Greg is the dude who records this part of the promo, but he's out on vacation, so I have to do it myself. But he'll probably be doing it the next time around. We're going to be ending today's episode with a new song from Crossfaith, who just released a brand new EP entitled Species. From that record is Truth of Insanity. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.